Giants training camp starts July 27th and practices are open to the public every day at 1:30 p.m. at the Giants training facility. July 28th is autograph day when you can come down and get the signature of your favorite Giant. For the full training camp schedule, go to Giants.com.
Welcome back to Giants.com. My name is John Schmelk. As you get ready for training camp, let's preview the offense. And who better to do it than offensive coordinator Kevin Gilbert. Kevin, welcome. How you doing?
Good, John. Real good.
All right, let's start with the running back position. You have two young guys. No one doubts their talent. David Wilson, Anjay Brown. But neither guy has really carried the load for an entire season in terms of rushing the ball and taking care of complicated things like pass protection, third down, things like that. What's your confidence level in them right now that they can handle both aspects of that running back position?
I think in terms of running the ball, I don't think there's any question that both of them are more than capable of being the bell cow. And, you know, whether we ask them 10, 15, or 20 times a game, I think they'll both be able to do that fairly well. Now, are they flawless? Is their entry decisions perfect? No, but I think they're talented enough. They're gifted enough. I think they're advanced enough to do well. The other part now, that remains to be seen. I think Andre has proven on first, second down, he's a legitimate pass receiver out of the backfield. I think he's grown in terms of his pass protection. We're going to ask more of him now with the loss of Henry, who we really would have used as a third down back because of his protection skills. It's going to be a challenge to see if he can be consistent enough in that aspect. As far as David goes, he has to prove on first and second down, and that's the first step. To his credit, he's worked feverishly to get better. I think his knowledge of what to do is grown incredibly. He's got to prove that now physically he can do it. And as an undersized, smaller guy, not undersized, you know, height or but height-wise, but he's just not a big man. And it's obviously more difficult for a smaller guy to match up against these 240 to 260-pound linebackers. Now, I think he's certainly tough enough. He shows that as a runner, the way he runs, but he's got to show his ability and his willingness to do it as a blocker. It remains to be seen. I'm confident that he now has grown to the point he knows who to block. Now it's a matter of doing it.
Now, obviously, everyone would have liked to have both Victor Cruz and Akeem Nicks here for the entire offseason program.
No question.
But the good news is that with them not here for part of it at least, and for Victor for all of it, you had an opportunity to get a lot of reps for Reuben Randle, for Lewis Murphy, and some of the guys on the bottom end of that wide receiver depth chart. What have you seen from some of the guys that are going to compete, assuming Victor and Akeem are both there in training camp, from Murphy, from Randle, from the guys that will compete for that third, fourth, and fifth spot?
Well, taking them one at a time, I mean, I think that the guy who really shined in this time was Reuben Randle. He really took advantage of not having the other two guys here. He became the leader of the group. His professionalism was the growth in that area in terms of his focus, his concentration on getting better, his attitude, everything else was terrific. So he made great strides, and of course he caught the ball well, which he's always done. But he showed a really commitment to learning the nuances of getting better as a receiver, developing his craft, developing an understanding of our offense. He made great strides. I thought that Jarrell Jernigan was just starting to show, hey, I'm getting a command of the things that are necessary for me to succeed as a slot in this offense. And then he came down with a hamstring injury, which could not have been a more perfectly mistimed injury in terms of he was just starting to make some plays for us. So that hurt him a little, but at least he was here. He heard. He got a chance to do it. So I think there was some growth and development.
And then Lewis Murphy
is the guy that we brought in to give us the speed outside. And I think, you know, he certainly showed that he has that. It's just a matter of really gaining enough familiarity with what we're doing. I think he's going to give us at least that component, the guy that can run down the field and run some posts that if you're sitting down as, you know, the deep second, you know how those defensive guys, you can never count on them to play fairly. So they're going to sit and squat and give you a guy that can run by those things. So I don't think there's any question he'll be able to do that. And now it's a matter of how much more can he do, because that'll determine how much more he plays.